Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is day 14 for our 50 days counting to Shavuot, the name above all names. Omer, day 14, head of the Kahila Church. Ephesians 1:20-23. Also, the Hebrew for head is Rosh. This power he exercised in Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven. He is far above any ruler, authority, power, leader, and every name that is named, not only in the Olam Haseh, present world, but also in the Olam Haba, the world to come. God placed all things under Messiah's feet and appointed him as head over all things for his community, which is his body, the fullness of him who fits all in all. These verses introduce the theme of spiritual warfare, which returns at Ephesians 2:2, 3:9-10, 4:26-27, and is developed most fully in Ephesians 6:10-18. Ephesians 1:20 alludes to Psalm 110:1, cited frequently in the New Testament. Adonai said to my Lord, sit at my footstool until I make your enemies your footstool. Ephesians 1:22 pivots on the last phrase to, quote, put all things under his feet from Psalm 8, from an application of Psalm 8 to Yeshua. The somatic imagery continues with Yeshua himself, the head, and the messianic community, his body. The comparison is detailed in 1 Corinthians 6:15-17 and 12:11-27. In Ephesians, the messianic community, Greek ekklesia, usually rendered church, is also called a building and compared with a wife. Ephesians 6:10 from the Amplified and going forward. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and strategies and deceits of the devil, or HaSatan. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, personal integrity, moral courage, around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and upright heart, and having strapped on your feet the gospel of peace in preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, at all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the Spirit, and with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. And pray for me that words may be given to me when I open my mouth to boldly proclaim the mystery of the good news of salvation, for which I am an ambassador in chains, and pray that in proclaiming I may speak boldly and courageously as I should. We are not struggling again against human beings, but against the unseen agents of the adversary, HaSatan. This is why the weapons we use to wage war are not worldly. On the contrary, they have God's power for demolishing strongholds of demonic spirits. This description of the armor and weaponry that God provides confounds people who are used to fighting people by worldly methods and have no sensitivity to God's methods, which are truth, righteousness, readiness, grounded in the good news of shalom, trust, deliverance, or salvation. the word of God given by the Spirit and prayers. Unbelievers taken aback by the apparent triumphalism of the song, onward Christian soldiers should understand that the soldiers in this song, that is the believers in Yeshua, are not fighting to force non-Christians to convert, but to overcome demonic principalities and powers by God's prescribed methods. Commentary from the Jewish New Testament. Commentary. Finally, again, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Having laid before you your high calling and the great doctrines of the gospel, I will now show you the enemies that will oppose you and how you can overcome them. We are to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. 12 commands for his saints. 1. Be strong in the Lord. 2. Be strong in his power. 3. Put on the whole armor of God. 4. Stand. 5. Have your loins girded with truth. 6. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. 7. Have your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace, shalom. 8. Take the shield of faith. 9. Take the helmet of salvation. 10. Take the sword of the Spirit. 11. Pray in the Spirit. 12. Watch in prayer. The Greek word for strong, en dunamo, to require strength, translated strengthen, enable, be strong, and increase in strength. Because Yeshua is the head, and HaSatan is already under his feet, after he conquered HaSatan and took away the keys of hell and death, the enemy is now under our feet, since we are in him and he is in us. He gave us the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that would dwell within us, so we can hear his voice and walk in the power of his might with the whole armor of God, including the power of his name, Yeshua. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, head of the Ecclesia. Being the head, Rosh, means he is the commander-in-chief. Have you been faithful to carry out his orders? In what ways can you better obey his voice as the head of the body of Messiah? Today's blessing for the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 2 weeks of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Come quickly, Yeshua, in our days. Shalom and Yeshua.